Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to tell y'all, and I see some people saying Nika and I have some tea. I'm going to be the person to say, I don't watch Nika and I. So, y'all can call in and let me know what to say. All right, some of y'all have me fucked up. Some of y'all really have me fucked up. Really have me fucked up.
Once you hear a song the way it was intended to be heard, once you hear a higher quality, then you just don't want to go back.
All right. What's going on, everybody? I want to make sure I can hear myself. Let me see. All right. What is up? What is up? What is up? All right. Listen, before we get into the gusto of everything, if you're a return subscriber, you know how this thing usually goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. Okay. But I'm just going to jump right into it because I'm a little frustrated. I'm a little irritated. There's some things I do need to do today, so I don't plan on being before you long. But I do have a lot of I do have not a lot, but I do have some moments of time. I intend on this being a positive live, but if we want to get disrespectful, then we can. Okay, this live will probably be a live where we lose some subscribers. This will probably be a live for other channels and people that don't like me to take an opportunity and join a hate train. Start that like that. All right? By the way, I'm sipping on my Kettle One, so you never know what's going to come out. However, I don't plan on being disrespectful, but I don't plan on putting a seatbelt or a muzzle on my mouth. So whatever the fuck I say, I plan on releasing it. So with that being said, we talked about the woman in, where was the woman at? The dumb lady. We talked about her. A lot of you guys wanted me to go live. I didn't go live with that topic because I knew, y'all know when we, I get really, really frustrated on these kind of lives when we get into these kind of issues because, you know, I feel like I have to be censored or I'm going to really disrespect people because I feel like people really think they can come on to this, call me or come into my platform and try to violate me or violate gay people. And they think I'm just going to sit back and let you disrespect me or a community that I'm a part of, all because you might send a super chat or you might hit subscribe or you might have a membership or you just might watch the channel. Newsflash, I don't give a fuck about any of those things. If I haven't made that very clear to you before, I'm making it very clear now. But first, before we get into that, I want to say shout out to my females that support me because it's more of you that support me, it's more of you that uplift me than there's not. So for you guys, y'all just sit back and enjoy the show. But the ones that I'm talking to, they'll feel it because a hit dog is going to holler. So and there's a few hit dogs. I'm not talking to anybody directly, but if you feel some type of way, then by golly, bitch, I'm talking to you. But outside of that, shout out to my girl, you know, this ain't about you, you know, just sit on back, grab you a cup and relax. All right. So shout out to my girls over there. Outside of that, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I think what got me so worked up is I've seen so many people in the comments, oh, of course you're going to, you know, defend gay men. You gay men are the reason. You guys are punks and sissies, and this is the reason why these gay men, I mean, we have AIDS going around now and this, that, and the third. And there was another comment. There was this running narrative that I said that she was they were justified in her murder. Now, I don't know if she was murdered by them or not, but that's what people are saying. I haven't really looked far into the case after that. I'm kept it moving right along. But I want to make very clear before we really start to get into the foo-foo of all of the things that I never said that she should be murdered. No one should lose their life. However, I did say if they were the ones who actually murdered her, I understand why they did it. Not that she should, but I would be crazy to pretend that I didn't understand why a person would bring harm to another person, especially when they're being very messy, they're exposing them, they're extorting them, and then the people are in the closet and not very comfortable with their sexuality. But I want to say this. I want to make this very, very clear. You don't have, for the women, for the black women that, because now we're going to get into it, for the black women that follow this channel, that's because I'm not just talking about all women. I'm talking about the women that's on this channel. Majority of the women is black women. So the black women that watch this and comment or whatever, or that's in this sector, so you watch all of us that do this stuff, whether you subscribe to me or not. So for those of you who really don't like that don't like gay people, this is not the channel for you. You probably should unsubscribe because there are going to be days that I'm going to have gay topics. There are going to be days where I'm not going to coon and I'm not going to tap dance for the black woman subscription or the black woman super chat or the black woman applause. There's many gay content creators in this sector or content creators, period, that understand that black women as a very never say anything outside of that because they're afraid that they will lose the support. Quite frankly, while I love the support, I'm not going to be pigeonholed into downing. I'm not a black woman. I'm a black gay man. So there's days that I'm going to talk about black gay shit. If that disturbs your spirit, if that makes you feel a way, if the idea of two men kissing disgusts you, bitch, this is not. I'm not the person for you to watch. If you want me, if you think I'm going to sit up here and bash gay people at every chance, every time there's a topic regarding gay people, and I'm always going to take the heteronormative narrative side, this is not the channel for you. I'm not going to sit here and tap dance for you. I'm not. There's a lot of people that think that I'm supposed to sit here and shit on gay people just because the majority of the followers are women. No. Bullshit. So, and I say that to say this. This woman was dead wrong for what she did. She was dead wrong for what she did. She was a very, very messy lady. First of all, you can tell she was one of them black women that don't like gay people. She was one of them black women that made it seem like gay men, the contact of gay men was nasty. It was disgusting. And she was going around talking about they're passing out diseases. Newsflash, big half the diseases, let's be very clear. Chlamydia, HIV, one of my bisexual friends got HIV from a black woman. Let's be very motherfucking clear. Black women are not the cleanest bitches on the planet. Everybody, all gay people are not walking around with STD and HIVs, bitch. I get a full panel every year and don't have a single disease. So what we're not going to do, we're not going to sit around and act like every gay man is walking around here infecting you, bitch. That's what we're not going to do over here. And I'm not going to even tolerate that kind of conversation on my motherfucking platform. So, yeah, we get into some things today. See, I'm going to give it to you real. Thing you guys have to understand, there's a large trans community that does not like me. Why don't the trans community don't like me? Because when the trans people be exposing, what does Armand Wiggins say? Well, how do you expect to live a life when you are escorting and exposing men? Of course you're going to get murdered. Of course you're going to get killed. Of course you're going to get your ass whooped. The trans people get mad. What do the women do? They love that. See, y'all love when I go in on gay people. Y'all love when I, you know, that doesn't relate to you. Don't give a fuck if I go in on a trans person. You know, you agree. Why with the trans? Like, there's so many conversations that I've had on this platform. Why would the trans expose? Why do they do that? If they're supposed to be trans, what are they exposing? All rightfully, all questions that are valid. But I think it's very, very funny that when the tables are turned and the mirror is shifted at a woman, then we all supposed to take her side? Fuck no. She was full of shit. She's a messy ass lady, and she got her motherfucking karma. Not that she deserved to die, but she put that energy out into the universe, and she got what the fuck she got. She got what the fuck she got. That was not her business to go and run that down or discuss it. Somebody said, this LG gate all over again. I don't care about that. Rich, I'll survive once. I'll survive twice. If you don't like it, I don't care. Like, what I've realized is on this channel, y'all expect me not to talk about gay stuff or not support gay people. Y'all get the fuck up out of here. I'm gay I'm not no fucking woman. I'm black and I'm gay, bitch. So we're gonna talk about things and then issues. I live a gay lifestyle. You're not going to fucking sit and disrespect me when I know damn well who the fuck I am and the things that I do. All gay people are not this narrative that's being pushed. But I realize there's a lot of motherfucking women that don't like gay people. And the minute there's an opportunity to step and put your foot on a gay person, you motherfuckers try it. And there's so many gay people that let you get away with it because they're afraid to lose a fucking subscriber. They're afraid to lose a super chat. I'm not going to be disrespected for no motherfucking subscriptions. I'm just not. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Everything is not going to go in the favor of the black woman on this channel. Everything is not going to be black women is 100% and right and everybody else is wrong. It's just not going that way over here. It's not going that way. Everybody can get it. Gay, straight, fat, white, black, me. Nobody is immune to being wrong as people. So in this situation, a lot of people try to twist my words, and a lot of people try to say, of course, I would be defending. I'm not defending these DL niggas. What I'm simply saying is, for these people, don't be stupid. If you know a nigga is on, I'm saying from living and experience, a lot of you motherfuckers, y'all not gay. Y'all never lived it. Y'all don't understand. But like, I've seen people drop dead from associating with DL men. Like, people... Some of the most dangerous people are scary people. So if a person is scared, they could be the most reckless and the most dangerous because they will react out of emotion. I'm not justifying anything that they did. However, I'm not going to be stupid. Because I know if a person is scared, they're more likely to hurt me versus me hurting them because they don't care. They're just scared. It's fight or flight. So they're not thinking. Don't listen to me. Every time you run into a nigga and you see that he's on the DL and you might run into him and he's with another nigga and he's not supposed to be, go run and tell Facebook everything. All you motherfuckers that think that that's okay, go run and tell Facebook everything. Go ahead and see what happens. But I think it's what's really, really selfish is that y'all motherfuckers feel like that she should have told for you to sit here for your viewing pleasure. Meanwhile, she's dead. Ain't that some sick shit? Ain't that some sick shit? Ain't that some sick shit? Oh, you got the tea. You found out it's some DL niggas that suck dick undercovers. Yo, bitch, like, come on. What does that do for you? Somebody said, no, but what about her feelings? What feelings did she have? It wasn't her fucking business. She wasn't sleeping with them. Just because a nigga eats your pussy one time, do not make him your nigga. And do not make him, clearly he didn't like the bitch that much. Clearly. And she didn't like him that much if she was extorting him for money. They wasn't fucking like that. That's a difference. That's a different conversation. We're talking about a person, little piece, that they messed around years ago. I messed around with a girl years ago. What's that mean? I have a whole boyfriend now. What is that? What does that do? What are we talking about? I didn't kiss the girl. I didn't see some titties. I didn't lick some titties before. What are we talking about? The fuck? I don't owe her shit. What are we talking about? Really, what are we talking about? If they're in the relationship... If you're in a relationship with this person or you're consistently seeing this person, that's a different conversation. Then your feelings matter. But, bitch, if you're going to get your phone and you just being nosy and messy, bitch, you liable to get tapped, ho. Like, a lot of y'all just be wanting to know for the sensationalism of knowing that two men are on the DL. So y'all can just say, oh, my God, these men are passing HIV and AIDS. No, listen. You got to be first of all, the way that you're going to get HIV and AIDS, sweetie, let me let you bitches know something. You don't get it from sucking dick. You don't get it from kissing. You don't get it from eating after each other. You don't get it from cuddling. You get it from unprotected sex. So if you let a man stick his dangling in you unprotected, which more than 50% of the straight people do, because straight people don't believe, they don't really consider disease. All straight people worry about is if a bitch is going to get pregnant or not. That's their biggest fear. Is there a baby going to happen? So most straight people feel like, all right, shit, if the bitch look clean and if I'm on my pill, I can't get pregnant, we good. So don't get mad. You can't talk about HIV when proactively straight people don't use condoms like that. That's why so many bitches running out here with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 baby daddies. And these niggas is running out, around here with 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 kids. So you get HIV from having unprotected sex, sweetie. BL dick and jacking off, that's not going to give you no HIV, love. Let's let that sink in. Let's let that sink in, okay? And it's not just the man's responsibility to put on a condom. There's vaginal condoms as well. You can go get you a female condom if the nigga don't want to put no condom on. You can put that big female condom right up your thing, and he can fuck it until he can't fuck no more. Oh, yeah. You can do that. So don't try to make it seem like, oh, these men are passing around these viruses. These men are passing around these viruses, and these women are not knowing. These women are not being proactive in their own self-care. And if you sleep with a man and you don't, let's be very clear, me and my lover, we go get tested every single year. And let me tell you something. If I'm coughing too long in the middle of the year, and if I'm looking at his booty or his balls or something, if something look a little darker or lighter or a little bit more raised than it did before, we're having a conversation and I'm looking at it. What is this? What is that? If you're not checking to see what the fuck going on with the nigga that you fuck with. That's on you. You need to be proactive about yourself and your own self-care. So don't try to make it seem like gay people are putting disease on you, bitch. You're putting disease on your motherfucking self, sweetie. Let's let that sink in. Let's let that sink in, sweetie. Let the hit dogs holler. Gonna do is sit here and try to make it seem like if this didn't have nothing to do with gay men, that people it'd be a different story. The reason why everybody is so quick to take this woman's side is because she's a woman and it's two gay men. That's the reason why. Had this been any other scenario, you know that woman was a motherfucking fraud. She was on some bullshit. But because it's gay men and a lot of the women don't really feature gay men because they can't take us because for whatever reason, girl, they feel some type of way, sweetie. Girl, you can't be mad at me because I'm fabulous, girl. Just be fab on your own, sweetie. Why are you so mad? Now, this is going to be where the girls start hitting the subscription unsubscribe button. Y'all ready? This is where the girls going to do the unsubscribe right here. See, it be those type of women, it be the mad, angry ones, you know. And then I have to sit back. Like I'm reading some of these comments that I'm seeing. I'm saying, now I see why some of these niggas be going for the white woman. I see why they go for the Asian woman and the Latino woman. The less problematic bullshit. Or even the guy, because it's like, bitch, you want to feel some type of way about everything. Everything offends you. Everything is a problem. You always fucking right. Like, everything is like, girl, get the fuck out of here. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, bitch, you can unsubscribe now. Oh, the girls, oh, they mad. Y'all got me fucked up. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Because what I'm not going to because they're so in. Take it out of the content as much content as you want. But I'm saying this to say this. For those women that want to sit here, and you don't like gay people secretly, you want everybody to be exposed. You think every gay person is a disease carrier. You want me to sit up here and drag gay people at every fucking chance. Gay people are not always wrong, but when they are wrong, I call them on their shit. But what you're not going to get me to do is sit here and drag a community that I live in and help push false narrative in a community that I live in for the applause of you. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Just like you won't do it for me. You see how y'all, well, not all of you, because my baby's eating the popcorn, but you know, there's a lot of you motherfuckers that are not going to stop your belief or your thought process for the applause of me. So why the fuck should I do it for you? But if you can go through my last video within comments, you'll know who I'm talking about. If you didn't leave no disrespectful comments in that motherfucking post under this video, then I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. Something. First of all, and it's no shade, this would never be my mother or my sister because they're way more classy than that. She's ghetto, okay? Just give me scammer tease. Bitch, ain't nobody in my family give that. Like, ratchet, ghetto, scammer tease, bitch, extortion tease. So this would never be my mother. This would never be my sister. My sister has a whole master's degree, bitch. She don't need to extort anybody for $5,000. So this would never be anybody in my family. They're not that stupid. They know how to mind their motherfucking business. And they don't need to expose somebody for a quick come up. So this would not, this scenario wouldn't apply. That we can have. Because my family don't give that. Sorry. That I said she deserved to die. But what I'm not going to do is keep telling you I didn't say that. Okay, so I will take calls, but I'm not in the mood to, well, actually, I do have time to argue, but I will hang up, because if it sounds like you didn't listen to a word that I said, and you just over here taking things personal, I'm hanging up on you. Okay. Thank you, Miss Millie. She said people are so stupid. They hear what they want to hear. Absolutely. On the call lines are through the roof. Let's get into some things. 267-3381. You're live on the air. Now, hold on. Before we go here, here's the thing. I want everybody to know I'm not really that upset, and I'm not that drunk. So you don't have to agree with me. I want everybody to know this. It is okay for you not to agree with me on whatever it is that you don't agree with. However, what I will not tolerate is you saying that I said she deserved to die. I will not tolerate people saying that I'm saying all black women are blah, 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 because I never said that. So those are the like certain narratives that are very problematic that I did not say. I will not tolerate you, will not tolerate selective hearing. And I will not tolerate selective perception. That's it. You don't have to agree with me, but don't put words in my mouth. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm asking. Please, fight me with the words that I've used. 267-3381.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Armand. This is Tash from Philly.
What's going on? You know I love Philly. It's niggas out in Philly.
Okay, honey. So, I've been dying to call on your show about this whole topic, honey. So, okay, I have two things I would like to address. So, okay, let's start off with just the topic at hand, right? So, in my opinion, right, as a black woman, by the way, I personally feel like what she said, like, I feel like the way that she came off about it was very ignorant, very rude, very immature. I just felt like that was something. I understand that people have the freedom of speech and you can put whatever you want technically on your social medias and stuff like that. But I just personally feel like the whole extortion thing, that was wrong, number one. The whole saying that, you know, and I quote what she said, you know, all gay men have, you know, that. I'm not going to say
that. Yes, she did say that. And then she also insinuated, right, like, I don't know what you niggas are going to be passing around for the greater Indianapolis. Like, get these niggas off the streets. Like we are, like, we are walking disease. Like, bitch, how dare you? How fucking dare you, hoe?
That's the point where I'm trying to get into it. Like, I felt like her whole, like, basically, long story short, the way that she went about it was very ignorant. The way that she could, like, I feel like her as a straight woman, she was just so in shock, you know, because she, now she stated that she was dating the guy.
Hold on, I just want to, sorry. There is a profile in here, bitch, and she is fat. And her name is Fat Carla, bitch. Ooh, she ugly. But, girl, shout out to you, bitch. Girl, get into that picture, bitch. Shout out to Fat Carla in the building. Oh, my God. She's going to hook up some BBC. That bitch, that is a rude mug, bitch. Hey, girl. I'm going to bring Fat Carla onto the show. Email me, girl. Let's get into some things. Let's have a kiki, Fat Carla. All right, go ahead. Sorry about that.
I can't. I'm done. Hold on. Okay, so let me get back to what I was saying. So basically, I just felt like, all right, this how it happened, or this how I feel like it happened. She went and walked in on them. She was shocked because this was a guy that she used to date, she said. So as a straight woman, I could understand her shockness. But as a straight woman, what I didn't agree with was her saying that all gay men have the, you know. And that right there, to me, I felt like that was a low blow, that was ignorant, that was close-minded, it was rude, period, on just all levels. You feel what I'm saying? Like I just feel like she just could have went about it in a totally different, mature way. Like, first of all, she looked like she was in her mid-30s or mid-40s. So why are you even on Facebook Live anyway acting like this, for one? And for two, like, you could have privately talked to your family members or friends about this. This did not have to be up for the whole entire world to see. And then the whole extortion thing, that took me for a loop. You know what I'm saying? Because for you to sit up here and, you know, you're saying all these ignorant things, that's not true. And furthermore, I just want to say that anybody of any color and any culture can carry any type of diseases. I don't care how black, purple, blue, green.
Hold on, y'all can leave Sunny. Sunny is nice. Just leave, y'all can leave songwriter Sunny. Y'all can leave him. Y'all don't have to block his stuff. Y'all can leave him
in
here.
So,
don't block him.
I don't care what color, you know, or what culture you is. Anybody can carry a disease. Like, I just feel like people got to use their better judgment. People got to be aware of their surroundings, and people got to be more careful of who they trust. And most importantly of all, people got to wrap it up. Like, for instance, mm-hmm. right? Like, I could have, like, okay, so there's some girls that get pregnant quick. I could have got pregnant quick, but guess what? I didn't get pregnant until I wanted to. I got pregnant at 27 years old. Why? Because I let that happen with somebody that I trusted and that I wanted it to happen. So you
right.
are in control of whatever you want to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
that's
and I agree. But here, if I may be honest with you, I'm going to let you know why she reacted that way. First of all, she's already been messy. She don't like gay people. You can see, here's the thing. You can hear the undertone in the way, why would she be posting him as gay bird? These gay bitch. That's already just that's not just saying you found two niggas. That was like gay bird. Like, these niggas is gay. Like, these dick in the booty ass niggas. Like, these niggas is really want some gay shit. Like, it's like, it's gross. But she felt some type of way because here's the thing. I'm just gonna keep it a stat. This may be a nigga that ate her pussy before, but he might have ate that pussy. And he might have realized that, bitch, that shit was not what it should be. And he might have tried some dick, and he might have liked it. Let's be real clear. I've been there before. I was in high school, though. I mean, not high school. I was in middle school, though. I tried to eat some girl punan, That shit smelled, did not smell fresh. Then I see me it's a boy thing, and it just was the right time for the right day. And I don't know if I was teetering the fit, that tipped me over because the punan wasn't right. Okay?
Right.
But she might have felt some type of way about her punan. So then she felt like, oh my God, he chose a man over me. And so women be feeling some type of way because they have, and I get it. Women go through a lot, and I get it. And this is why I ride for them. My mom is a black woman who's been through a lot. I have five black sisters, and I will go to the end of the motherfucking earth for them. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You can tell that she felt some type of way because with going through a lot, she's like, I lost him to a gay man. Oh my God, a gay, or you know, he like a nigga. Like, I'm finna tell, because her insecurities came in. Even if she wasn't fucking a nigga no more, she had immediately got insecure and she wanted to blast him or she wanted to get paid. And I was very, very on top of the fact, let's not act like she was just this wholesome chick. She was a ghetto ass, ratchet ass bitch.
And see that was the second thing I wanted to address really quickly. You know, I believe earlier, so you can correct me because I don't want to put words in your mouth like you said, but I believe earlier you said, quote unquote, that there are some black women that are dirty bees or something along that line.
Yes, they infected as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at first I did get offended. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on now, because there's a lot of black women that do support you and support your channel and love you, including myself. But then when I started to think about it, I'm like, you know what? There are some black women that do carry themselves in a manner where they make the stereotype about us true. And the, whoever black women and the whoever.
No. Let's clear this up.
Whether
it's a stereotype or not, it's just it's facts. Black women carry disease as well as gay people. I don't think I said dirty as in like just dirty. I'm saying in the narrative of gay men having diseases. Black women are on the high, very high on the totem pole for disease carriers. So don't make it like only gay people are around passing fucking viruses, because that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And you are responsible, you and the person that you sleep with are responsible for your health.
Mm-hmm.
Like a DL man, and the man is not responsible for the woman's health. It's that woman's job to say, nigga, let's put on a condom, just as much as it's his job to say, let me put on a condom.
Right.
So if you contract HIV from a DL man, it's because you've been having sex, unprotected sex in some instances with a DL man, or maybe you could be married in a relationship. And then and on that side, yes, you've trusted him, and, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. Like I said, everything is not one person's fault. That's why communication needs to be there. So, and if it came across that I said black women are dirty, I definitely didn't say that. But I meant to, I don't know if it was clear, but I said it as gay people are not the only ones that walk around with HIV. Gay people are not the only ones that walk around with STDs and infections. Because I'm actually one of those gay people that don't have anything. Have I had an STD before? Yes. Have I had an infection before? Yes, I have. I'm not afraid to say that. You know what I mean? But I've been there, but I know I'm not the only person on this live stream, and I'm not even talking about the gay people that's been burnt.
Right. I mean, I just feel like with that said alone, my personal opinion is, you know, to each his own, but my personal opinion is that anybody of any color and any culture carries that disease. You just have to be careful. That's just because I could date a white man tomorrow and have sex with him unprotectedly. I court some. I could date an Asian man, an Arabic man, Spanish man. You feel what I'm saying? So, and I also feel like just as black people as a whole, I feel like sometimes we got to stop being so harsh on ourselves. You feel what I'm saying? Because of the fact that, you know, just as a people, like, I don't really think we understand how special we are. I don't really think we understand that we are God's original people. But that's another topic for another day that people got to go research on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like we put non-black people on a pedestal too much. You see what I'm saying? And no matter how much we are these non-black people's consumers, no matter how much we invest into their companies, no matter how much we try to put them on pedestals because we want to secretly kind of in a way, weirdly in a way, be accepted by them, we will never be, our black asses will never be accepted by these non-black people. So I think
right.
it's very important that just as a people, as gay black people, straight black people, black woman, black man, we all got to just stop. We so harshly, like, just, like, it's crazy how, like, a black person cannot fight a white person for calling them the N-word because they think it's noble to not rumble them. But they can fight another black man over $5. Or a black
right.
woman over another man. You feel what I'm saying? So my whole thing is that, you know, like I said, you know, to each his own, you are entitled to your opinion. I still love you. But I just feel like, in my opinion, like anybody of any color, culture, any piece, any part of the world carry that disease. It's just very
important. But this is why I do the work that I do on this channel. I think my biggest thing, if I can change maybe 10 to 100 minds, I can't change the world. But if I can create a space where you, my sister, in color, and you know, whatever, and I'm your brother in spirit, in color, whatever, we are not at odds. But when I'm when I make a video, and we all know deep down that this chick was out of line and she kind of was asking for it. Not that she deserved it. Not
I
that she deserved it, but she kind of was asking for it.
Right. She did not deserve to die, but she kind of
But
was
I have
like,
a problem.
The way she went
problem.
About it was very just immature and ignorant.
But I have a problem when I see 50% of my thread and it's black women saying, oh, you gays always trying to justify something. You punks and you sissies, you guys are carrying the HIV. We need to know. You got. And it's like, hold on.
Yeah.
I sit broadcasting
really
y'all every day. And then
really,
in the fucking minute that you get a moment, you show your true feelings. You show your true hands. So
right.
that's how you really
right.
feel.
Right. Yeah, I honestly, like I said, with that situation, I just felt like her as a straight woman, she was just in such of a shock. That's what just came out. But unfortunately, it had came out in a very ignorant and wrong way to where you offended a whole entire community. No, it's not just gay black. It could be gay black men, gay black women, gay white women, gay white men. It don't matter what color or culture, anybody can have a disease. It's up to you to be logical enough to be more aware of your surroundings, to be and most importantly, more aware of your energy. People got to learn how to pick up on vibes. You feel what I'm saying? Vibes are very important because if you're not aware of the type of person that you're dealing with, that's how people get into messed up situations. Nobody's perfect, including myself, no. But in the same breath, as you get older, you're supposed to get wiser. And this woman looked like she was in about her mid-30s or mid-40s, but her mentality was of a
high schooler
girl. You said, a high schooler. Like, see, she was acting like a 14-year-old high school. Oh, my God, girl. This dude gay.
It's gay. Oh,
no,
my God.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, girl, relax.
Like,
but come on, we got almost 50 people in this queue. So I got to get through it. But thank you so much, love. I'm glad I was able to clear some things up for you. Thank you for being a subscriber.
Thank you, hon. No problem.
Bye.
You have a good one.
Like I said, y'all don't have to agree with me. Just let's make sure that we are on the same page about what I said. 9, let's keep it brief and keep it cute.
Hello, Mon.
Hey, boo.
How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm just getting to some things, child. Like, I wasn't going to do this live because I was like, you know what, these type of topics, I get so irritated because I feel like
people
do not ever hear what I'm saying, and I get so mad. But I'm trying to keep it together now.
We'll see. I didn't watch the entire live because I came in from walking my dog, but I watched the one from yesterday or the day before when you were already kind of talking about this. So I'm already kind of aware of what your kind of, you know, your thought process is about it. So I wrote everything down so I wouldn't, you know, be scattered, you know, and kind of go, you know, through the thing pretty fast. So let me just go to
Shabiri,
my notes.
Next. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so first I wanted to talk about, so basically I said, I don't believe that she deserved to die or anything like that because I saw people were saying that, you know, you were saying that. I don't believe that you probably said that, but
I never
anyway,
said that.
I'm sure you didn't. You know, they always put things in your mouth. But I said, if she, but she should have kind of seen it coming, because when you do stuff like that, and then she was also talking about extorting them, you know, it seemed like she had an agenda, you know what I'm saying? And then look like the picture right now of her smiling, like, you know what I'm saying? It looked like she was trying to be spiteful or something like that.
She felt like she, then, well, no, she said it in the video. She was like, I waited until I got to my car, and I was like, oh, I was saying all kind of nasty shit, like, you faggots and this and that, and I'm going to get you, and I'm going to, she was being that nasty, mad, angry, spiteful black bitch. She was being that person. She was being that.
Yes. And I believe that, you know, it was maybe a situation where, like, she might have walked in on them, but I don't believe that she actually dated them. She's sitting there talking about, one of them, you know, I had them give me, you know, some oral, you know, fellatio back in the day. But how do we know this actually happened? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, have they even actually came out saying actual proof besides, like, he say, she say stuff? Like, I didn't hear any actual proof about it. And then I wanted to move on a little bit past to what we're talking about, just like just people just outing people and stuff like that. I don't know if you ever seen the show Strut. It was like on Oxygen for like maybe like one season.
Yeah, you're going to have to speed this up, Carla. We got about almost 50 people in here. Come on, baby. I love you. You sound so pretty, but come on.
I'm sorry. All right, so she was basically telling the one girl that was basically going around dating straight men that, you know, you can't basically fool people like that because you can basically end up in a dumpster. What else I want to talk about? Oh, RuPaul was basically saying with the same thing you were talking about, how, like, basically straight women will sit there and, you know, have you, you know, come to the parties and certain things like that, but then, you know, they kind of get embarrassed with certain things.
If this was a transgender, which I did, Malaysia Booker in Dallas, reason why half the gay people don't like me, the reason why that stupid, bad, built, brick-built, soccer-playing, linebacker, rock-headed-ass bitch, Hope Giselle, keep talking about me every time she get a chance. Old fucking big old two-story house built-ass bitch. They don't like me because just a few months ago, Malaysia Booker got murdered. She's escorting transgenders that out here that come in and expose, and they get murdered. And guess what the women do? Well, why are you exposing? It is what it is. They don't give a fuck about transgenders. A lot of women don't like transgenders. So if this was a transgender, they wouldn't give a fuck. And that's the bullshit that I'm talking about. They wouldn't give a fuck if this was a transgender. But because this is a black woman, we got to be okay with her bullshit. Fuck that, and fuck you, and fuck anybody who thinks differently. Not you, specifically. But I'm just saying, I don't like the double standard. Because if this was a gay person, another gay person who got exposed for outing a gay person, they wouldn't give a fuck.
Well, I was saying in my notes basically how people always want to people sometimes have to feel important more than another person. It seems like the latter is straight people want to be over gay people, and then you have the gay men over like the people of color that are gay, and then you have the gays over the trans, and then so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden you have like vengeance coming out of each other and jealousy and stuff like that. And a lot of this stuff, like I said, is just really, really sad. And a lot of stuff that you've been talking about has been the truth, and I feel like a lot of people have been trying to, like, doubt what you're saying. But like I said, I want to just say one more thing, and I'm gone. All I want to say, if you guys don't believe Armand, check out something called Cover. It's a movie with Vivica Fox and Valerie Mass. Everything that Armand's talking about, it shows in the movie. If you guys don't just want to listen to what he's saying, and he basically telling you guys basically what's really going on.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love you, Carla. Okay, let me see. I got so many fucking calls in here. Okay, yeah, this probably was not getting monetized because I'm cursing today. So thank you for everybody who has super chatted because I'm going to need it because this video is not getting monetized, so which means I'm probably not going to be on here that long. We got almost 50 calls in the queue, and we ain't got that much time left. So if you really got something to say, you better super chat your way to the top, or you're going to have to listen to somebody do a reaction video to this because I've seen people doing reaction videos to this and saying that I said this and the third. Bitch, you know you fucking lying. the fucking videos. Anybody go? Let me tell you something. I've been not playing nice with you motherfucking channels that's been screen recording and recording my shit. Keep playing with me, bitch. I will strike your channel. I'm in a mood today because I got a lot of things going on. I'm on edge. I'm on my motherfucking man minstrel, bitch. All right, 903-7931. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Nothing much. So my first thing I wanted to say was, like, okay, first of all, she, like you said, she do seem like the scammer type, very loud, very obnoxious, very, I'm fat and ugly, so let me be loud and ghetto and ratchet so I could get at least some type of attention. For one. Number two, I don't feel like he ate her coochie back in the day. When
No, I don't either. I felt like she threw that out there, and I feel like so many people is running with that as a reason
right.
why she deserved to expose them. Like,
no,
bitch,
and then,
that's not an excuse.
No. And even if he did, it's not an excuse. Like, you can't, because y'all wasn't messing around at the time that you found him. Like, it would be more justified had she caught him while they were into some things.
If
like
this was your nigga,
then
I wouldn't even
exactly.
be having this conversation.
Right.
You would be
if
right.
that was her man,
because
it wouldn't be no conversation to be had because you have
because
every
you
right
remember,
to listen to
if you
sneaking
remember,
around.
If you remember, I did a video where the girl exposed her man because she was with him, remember? And I was on her side.
Yep. Exactly.
Do you remember that? That was
her.
Just 2 months ago.
No, I wasn't. That wasn't long ago, and I was here for that, too, on the line. So I'm like, and I don't, like, so like I'm saying, I do, but I do not believe he ate her cat. I don't believe it. Because I'm like, just the way you said, and yeah, he ate, you will never get in this again. You will never
he
get on
never
this line. I'm like, he didn't want it. He obviously didn't
want
to
get
on your line.
Because, bitch, low-key, you've been messy. The whole city know that you're right.
The whole time.
That's the whole thing.
Exactly. That's why they tuned
that's
in so loud in the first place. Right. Everybody in every city got somebody that go live and be messy. That's why they tuned into the live in the first beginning, because you on there being messy. Like, you're a messy person. And so the other thing is, what do you expect to happen when you are extorting people? It's like, and nobody said she deserved it, but you got what was coming to you. Just because the simple fact, girl, that man told you, you need to shut up and be quiet. And like the other caller said, I got the same thought. You should have went home, told your mama, your aunties, your cousins, your granny, your besties, your homeboys, did all that. Tell whoever you want to tell. You shouldn't have got on Facebook doing all that extra stuff. It's how I feel. I feel like you should have just told your friends, whoever you felt like needed to know, stay away from this man. Hey, don't fool with him. He on the DL. But what you done, like, it wasn't your man to go do all that. It wasn't the person you was having sex with. So to me, it's like you really just got what was coming to you.
Because you didn't give a fuck that he was fucking a nigga. You were a scammer,
nah,
ass bitch, and you found
clout.
That out. You found a way to try to get some money. Because you're that kind of bitch. Like, you know,
yeah,
everybody know that bitch in the hood that's like, oh, bitch, pay me, nigga. Like, you just messy, you're
yeah.
a messy ass bitch. Like, you one of them messy ass, mad, black, nasty bitches. Like, yo, like, I know that about.
Exactly.
Like, I would have whooped her ass. Like, that's a bitch I would have fought, and I don't even fight girls. But she would have been a person that would have provoked me to fight her had we been
to
in high
beat
school.
Her ass.
Like, she's one of them. Like, she's one of them that you went go to high, well, like in high school. She see you coming and she calling you a faggot because you got on nice shoes and your parents bought you a new backpack for the beginning of the school year, and you got a fresh haircut. And she mad because, bitch, she on a free lunch line and can't even get the free lunch. And girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's a mad ass bitch.
That and it, I forgot the other thing I was about to say was something.
I can't stand a mad ass bitch.
Yeah, she and the other thing, it's like I said, you just seem like one of them obnoxious ass people who want attention and you can't get any. And like I said, I don't think he ate her coochie. And the other thing, I was like, tell me, do you feel like this? The last, I feel like she was dead when she kind of caught him because she said, like, they were both looking like the devil. You don't think so? I kind of do. I feel like something gonna happen.
No, but like, if we can get into her personality, I'm glad you brought that up. So, the fact that she even went with the whole devil thing, girl, they didn't look like you. First of all, I've been caught. First of all, when you get caught, you've been caught doing something
shook.
That you wasn't supposed to be doing. You're not looking with evil intent. You're looking with shock and surprise.
Yeah,
getting caught is not
shook.
Looking with a vengeance. Bitch, getting caught is like. Because my thing is this, if they your people, why would they immediately go to vengeance? You were kicking it with them. You were kicking it with them. That's why you came back. No, the reason when it turned into the demons, first of all, it turned into demons and devils because they're gay, and you feel some type of way about two men laying up against each other, and you felt like gay men, you know, in the Bible, in the black Christian church, you know, it's an abomination, Sodom and Gomorrah. So you knew that a lot of bitches was going to play on that, so you tried to play like a bunch of demons. That's that whole thing, because, you know, two niggas laying together, that's a bunch of spirits and demons. That's what people are trying to portray. But the reason why, and if they ended up looking at her some type of way, I feel like that bitch went in there and was like, ugh, you gay? What the fuck? Y'all niggas is laying up together? That's hella. Y'all some gay birds, bruh. Y'all in here, y'all fucking dick. Ugh. And that's why they take. She was like, I'm finna tell everybody in Indianapolis. I'm finna tell all the niggas. That's why she ran to her. Why the fuck would she have
ran
to run
to the car?
She was talking shit.
Yeah, and Dan's gonna say she didn't talk shit till she got in the car.
She said to herself she was talking big, nasty shit. So,
big
could,
shit
so
when
if
she
the
was
bitch
driving
was
away.
Saying that she was talking big shit in the car, do you think when she popped up and seen him that she didn't say nothing? She just looked and was just like, oh, and then just got up and started chasing her. She didn't say nothing. They just got up to try to
because
chase her and
if
kill
I
her.
Walked in the room
come
and seen
now.
That, I would say, what
come
the fuck? If I walked in the room and seen that and it was, I would say, what the fuck? And I wasn't expecting that. I would say, what the fuck? I would say something, too. So, yeah, I definitely believe she probably said something in the room. I think anybody would, if you walked in on that, just come to pick your phone up, you expect these people to be sitting here watching TV or something, and you see that, yeah, you're going to say something. So, yeah, I feel like she definitely said something when she was in the room. Definitely. So, yeah, that was, I'd like to recap, I don't think he ate her coochie. And it's something wrong. It was something she got what was coming to her, but that way she was acting it. That was that.
People talking about I'm not being biased. Bitch, you're being biased. Why the fuck? How the fuck is it being biased? Because y'all want me to be a fucking everything black women fucking channel? This ain't the channel. Unsubscribe, bitch. This is not a black women 100% right over here, motherfucker. I'm not going to sit here and be biased, bitch. This is a channel where everybody is right and everybody is wrong. Y'all motherfuckers feel like I'm finna kiss black women's ass over here, and I'm not.
Right.
So you feel some type of way about that comment,
bias,
this ain't the channel for you.
Goodbye.
I'm biased because they're gay. No, bitch. No, I'm not going to sit here and let narratives be pushed and make it seem like gay people is always fucking problematic when this bitch clearly was being messy as fuck. Not that she deserved it, but how you going to act like you surprised that they got her ass?
Like I said, she didn't deserve it, but she got what was coming to her. Because this ain't the first time you've been this messy. You've been messy.
Somebody
probably in the city right now probably saying, like, girl, thank you finally with your messy ass. Like, I'm not surprised. People in that city right now saying, I'm not surprised she got popped. She do this all the time. So it is what it is. So
thank you. I love you. And you know, you always, you know, I'm glad that you don't be getting offended. But you know what? Because I be tired of these people. They be looking to get offended by the smallest thing. And it's like, I be so over that because I sit here day in and day out and I listen to other people's issues. And then it's the minute a gay topic comes, they think that I'm just supposed to shit on all gay people. And the minute that I say, well, hey, I understand. Not that I agree. I'm just saying with my fucking common sense. If you are fucking with some real niggas, quote unquote, and they still trying to keep that persona, but they dibble and dabble with other niggas and you threatening them, I'm not surprised that them niggas killed her.
Right. Not, it's not
that's not being biased, and that's not saying that she deserves it. That's saying that, bitch, you asked for it, and I see why they
did it. You asked for it. You got what was coming to you. And, yeah, I don't let things that don't apply to me offend me. So
exactly.
People who that you know, I always say that. If it don't apply to me, it don't bother me. So, yeah, you already know.
Thank you,
later.
Father. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let me get my girl. She left 4205. I'm coming, Mama. Okay. Pisces Princess, what's going on, love?
Hi, Boo. How are you?
Good. This is your topic,
I
girl.
I always get in on these topics well. That Gemini is in full effect.
Yes, I have time always. Today. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah,
we're here
I
for
see.
It.
I see. But you actually... started off with my opening topic of I'm so content we have these conversations simply because I don't understand what people don't understand about you speaking to a black woman audience when that's your core audience. And on top of that, like I said before, you sit up and you listen to our grievance all day long. So when you get a topic that you feel some type of way about, we should be able to not only listen, but respect where you're coming from, point blank, period. You know, and I don't understand why it's always an issue when it's this topic in particular. And I took into consideration that maybe it's because of the type of person I am and how open-minded I am, I can't understand the closed-mindedness of it all. But speaking about these topics made me realize a few things that I just want to say to you. So the first thing is, you remember last week we spoke about the Wendy Williams topic.
Right.
And a lot of them was having a hard time with taking accountability and saying that she was wrong for what she said about that lady. That's
right. It's always that. It's always that. It's always that. And I get so pissed. But go ahead.
Why can't we take accountability and call a spade a spade? Them having sex had nothing to do with her. Absolutely nothing to do with her. She should have went in there, got a phone, and walked out. It don't matter that he ate the box 2 years ago. I guarantee you, some of y'all on this live ex-boyfriend's gay right now. What does that have to do with you in this current state? They said he's talking about AIDS and HIV, and that brings up a different thing for me, too, because everybody always want to talk about how gay agenda is being pushed and sex is being pushed, and I don't want my kids to learn about that, but it seems like y'all kids might need to learn about it because y'all is real shaky on this topic, and I don't understand this. This is really confusing me because how HIV is contracted should have been a topic that y'all should have learned about in fifth grade, sex ed, but not
on that.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand what is so confusing about this topic.
So many of these motherfuckers is, so hold on. So many of these motherfuckers is confused and is worried about HIV, but they don't really even know how the virus is passed. So again, that goes into the thought part. You just have a problem with gay people. And that just goes to the stigma that gay people all have these diseases. No, it's not just gay people, bitch. And that's what pisses me off, because they just get these things and they just run with it. And they just want to put all this stuff on us. And like you said, it was Wendy Williams last week, and it was Wendy said what she said. It's all good when everybody can disrespect gays and transgenders. I'm not finna do it over here. I'm literally telling y'all, I'm not finna stand for that bullshit. Y'all better go over to this person chat and that person chat and that person, because I'm not finna sit here and lecture all motherfucking disrespect gay people all day long every time there's a gay topic. Like, I'm not finna do it over here. I'm just not finna do it.
Everybody all up in arms, all upset, but I want y'all to explain this too. Being gay is not a crime, but extortion is. Y'all can't keep sitting up there and spitting in somebody's face, and then when they shoot you, say you overreacted. You can't tell people how to react to your actions. Now, do that lady deserve to be dead? Nobody deserves to lose their life over something so, so ridiculous, but that's the problem with social media. People have behind it and don't understand that it's people out there in real life that would rather, it's down low men out there in real life that would rather go to prison than have people walking around talking about what they're doing in their personal life. So I don't understand what it has to be addressed. Females will sit back and watch their homegirl man sleep with a whole different woman and not say nothing. But when he sleep with a man, it should be public knowledge. Number one, she ain't no hero. She ain't do nothing heroic. She wasn't trying to help no black women out. She was trying to get money. And I'm sick of black women in particular, and I'm a black woman too, just in case anybody curious, heroing people that ain't heroes. What she did was wrong. What she did was wrong. Them having sex didn't affect her life. Them having sex did nothing for her. To get on Facebook Live and say something, she was being messy. And you knock on the devil's door long enough, somebody's going to fucking answer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, because I see the clown chasers in the comments right now. Some gay men in the comments right now. They finna try to take all this pain and frustration that the women have for me and try to build their channel, Shal. But listen, I'm letting y'all know this. Y'all better go to those channels, because just like I don't like Billy Porter for tap dancing for the white man, I'm not finna tap dance for the black women applause over here. Because, listen, we right, we wrong, we family in color and in spirit. But women are right sometimes. The trans are wrong sometimes. The gays are right sometimes. I'm not being biased. Y'all have to understand, I have a whole community of people, trans community, that do not like me because I hold them to the fire when they come to exposing these men. And so if I don't like exposing, that's why, I would be at 100,000 subscribers right now if I still was in the exposing business. Do you know what I was exposing trans and exploiting trans to expose rappers?
Yeah, I remember.
I was gaining over 10,000 subscribers a month.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want them girls to lose their life. And I didn't want nothing to happen to me because I know what that business is like. I know what exposing gets you. It's not that you deserve anything, but girl, it's a dirty, it's a dangerous game. And if you expose the right one, they can get you together. And there's nothing that no one could do about it.
And can I just say this before we end?
Yes.
So next time we have these conversations and somebody in the comments say, well, why be on the DL? Why not just come out? I want us to remember this story because this is why it's not acceptable. We can't say, why won't they just come out? Why they DL when you got somebody shouting, come out $5,000, exposing them on Facebook and putting their business out there? This is why they don't come out, because it's a double-edged sword. It's bad if they don't. It's bad if they do. And we need to have real conversations about this instead of trying to go with this whole, because I notice when people can't figure out, you know, what's going on or don't understand it, they go with the agenda of, oh, because he's gay and black, he's defending this, or because he's this, he's defending that. At the end of the day, Armand is a black man. He can talk about black women. He got black sisters. He came from a black vagina. He can give an opinion on it, just like we can give an opinion on black men. So should we stop talking about gay black men because we women? No, cut it.
But are they going to stop? And you realize, like, it's just crazy. But the thing is, the majority of the women, they will go to bat even at the same time. Even as much as we hate, you know, Billy Porter, those will be the women will subscribe to that stuff because it's clear. Yeah. See, women are uncomfortable. Even like society, women are uncomfortable with black men that are gay that they cannot be like, oh, he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when they look like me, maybe they don't talk like me. They're a little bit more masculine like me. That makes them feel uncomfortable because on first glance, maybe they've been attracted to him, and then they feel some type of way because they find out he's gay.
But it's a stereotype. It's what Billy Porter out here doing. It's making women think that that's the only face of gay men, and it's not.
Yes.
Just like this rod that did this, that ain't the only face of black women. You know what I'm saying? Black men, like... It just killed me. Femininity and black men offend people. And this is why y'all kids need to learn about this shit in school so we can stop this. Because this is crazy.
Thank you, caller.
All right.
I love you. Okay, I'm going to read this message. I'm not taking all these calls. We got, the call line is going to be full. All right, I'm going to read this message from a DL man. I don't know who he is, and I'm not exposing him. He said, I'm a DL guy. I'm black, and I feel like both black women and openly gay community are blaming guys like me for everything, and it makes me feel horrible. Women practically blamed us directly for them dating bi men or contracting HIV as if it's only a gay thing. Maybe if they didn't sleep with each other's men or get checked more often, that wouldn't happen. They act like they just because they're straight that they're exempt. The only gay men then openly gay men are even worse. They should understand, but they don't. They call us cowards because we choose not to be emotionally destroyed and ostracized from everything we've ever known. Then they say DL men are cowards for not coming out, but I wouldn't want anyone to be outed. All I want to do is date who I want respectfully and protected. Have my job and not potentially get fired or treated differently, travel and beat my nigga back out. Nothing differently than anyone else, but apparently that's too much because I don't want a gay flag on my back for the world to judge. What should I do? Should I stay in the closet, comfortable, please everyone else at the cost of hurting myself? I feel like... it's a catch-22 because you're not that comfortable in the closet. There's a piece of you that's not totally comfortable because you're not totally living in your complete self. However, I do understand not wanting to come out because of bullshit like this and people just wanting to know. They don't really care about you. They just want to know if you're gay just so they can know, just so they can say, oh, yeah, he's gay. And it's like not their motherfucking business. So I get that, too. So I think just be discreet. Make sure your family knows. Make sure anybody, like, you don't have to be completely down low. But you don't have to be completely out either. So it doesn't have to be a secret. If someone asks, you'll tell them. But it doesn't have to be, like, I'm gay, and everybody, you can still very much so live a private lifestyle. You can very, I still have friends that are in relationships now that are discreet. So on Instagram, when he posts his boyfriend, he does the close friends only. It's not that he's a secret, but it's just not everybody's business because these bitches just fucking nosy. But at the same time, you know, you're not dating no girl, you know. So it's a middle place. You don't got to tell everybody that you work with because it's not their motherfucking business. You're not at work to make friends. But I think your family should know. And your family should know, not because they deserve anything, but because you want to be comfortable when you come over for Thanksgiving. And if you want your man over at some of the best times during Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, you want to spend it with your man. So that's why you want those people to know. But if you meet a person on the street, the first thing you don't have to say is, hey, my name is Josh and I'm gay. You don't have to do that. Fuck them people. Fuck anybody that feels like they need to know. You don't owe them motherfucking shit. But I'm finna get up off here. And yeah, as long as you're not dating women, then you should be good. But if you are dating women, you need to let them know that you're dibbling dabbling with men as well. What was the other call? I need to take one more. Girl, those lines is full. Who was that call, Mo? Okay, no. See, people just, let me go look, because, girl, y'all going to just start trying to throw y'all numbers in here. What was the number, Mo? Okay, 8435. Super chat your last four. Girl, don't just tell me no number. Especially if you ain't no member. That means you ain't contributed no coins to the channel, girl. How you moving to the front? $5. $8453. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's going on?
Okay, I wanted to say something about something you said earlier about women being afraid of gay, like taken aback by gay men. I don't think women are taken aback by gay men. In the female community, a lot of females are competitive with each other. So when they see somebody doing the same thing that they're doing as far as feminism, and they're giving more feminine energy than them, then that could make them be more competitive. I don't think it has anything to do with you being gay or not.
Okay.
And as far as the lady, she was right as far as telling everybody that they was gay. I feel like they was going to kill her. Either way, they was going to still kill her because she seen it. And they was supposed to be some gangster people or whatever. They was going to kill her either way. So she went on ahead and put it out there like, hey, this is what's going on.
Let me ask you a question. If I'm on a DL, and you, because you was at my house, we was clearly friends, right? We friends. Because you, or we associates in some capacity, because you kicking it. You're in my home. If I invite you to my house, you leave your phone, you come back over here. You so comfortable at my house, you forgot your phone. And you see me messing with a nigga. And you my friend. The first thing I'm going to think of is kill you? That don't make sense. Like, if it was that easy for them to kill her regardless, the bitch wouldn't have been at their house. Like, come on. There was some sort of relationship there. So all that's just a justification that people use for her to expose them, because they weren't going to kill her. It was the way she reacted to it that made it a problem, because they knew what type of woman she was. To me, I get the energy from her that this is not her first time being messy. She's been messy with several different people. So they knew that what kind of bitch she was. So they knew, even if they did plan it, that they were going to have to do that because how sloppy and how messy she could be. Because if it was just a matter of she just walked in and seen something, well, if it was that easy for them to kill her, I'm sure they would have killed her sooner than that, because that means they really didn't like that hoe. It's that easy. Like, come on, we got to use a little common sense here. Like, if it was that easy for them to, like, oh, I'm going to kill this bitch now, it's like, girl, well, they would have been killed her. Because I'm sure she's done something to irritate them in the past. I mean, come on, let's just be real.
Well, my thing is, gay people put themselves out there to want to have rights. So they put themselves out there. So as far as them being on the down low, they need to accept their spot in the gay community. And if they
yes,
don't want
to
be gay, they don't need to be being gay.
But at the same time, if I'm not fucking you, it's not your business.
It is our business because the gay people are the ones who made the rights and stuff because they wanted rights as far as everybody else. They put their
that's
own
like
business
me telling
out
you. That's like you telling me
way.
That. Okay, that's just like right now. That's my business to tell you that when I fuck my man. It's not. I don't have to tell you the last time I fucked my man. Why do I have to tell you? Why do I don't know you. Why would I owe you that? Who are you? Not being funny, but
because,
I'm just wondering. Why the fuck do I have to tell you anything?
Because
do
gay people are the
tell
ones
me how many kids
their
you have? Do you need to tell me the last time you fucked a nigga that you sucked a dick? Because I don't give a fuck.
Gay people are the ones who put themselves out there and let people know what they had going on in their bedroom. So, of course, if everybody want to have their rights, then that's what they need to do. They need to go ahead and be out there. If they don't want to be in that community, then they don't need to be being gay. That's how I feel about it. So, of course, that's why she put them out there to let them know, oh, these people are a part of y'all community. If they didn't like the community, they should not have been being gay.
I understand. All right, boo. Thank you, boo. You like, fuck these niggas. These niggas need to know. I'm with you, girl. All right, boo. Love you.
All right. I just want y'all.
Oh, shit, sorry. Oh, shout out to Massage Chair Chat. I don't get to check in as often as I want, but I'm still here. Thank you for the super chat, love. Let me see. She was wrong, Armand. Yes, she was. All right, we'll take a couple more calls because we got some good, powerful donations. Shout out to Travis. We got $100 donations in tonight, so we'll take a couple more. 575-4931, you're live on the air.
Hey, this is Travis. I'm over here laughing.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey,
this
listen,
shit is crazy. How do you feel as a gay man?
Right.
Like, am I tripping right now?
Well, you're not even tripping because at the end of the day, what the last caller said, I really disagree with her in a sense of, I guess, we're asking for rights. Some people, like, the same rights that majority of gay people are asking for, I'm not asking for that. My thing is, as far as me as a person that's a gay man, I don't want to be the type of person that's out there talking about something, oh, I'm gay and I need all these rights. Long as you don't come for my money, you don't come on, you know what I'm saying? Long as you don't jeopardize my safety, I don't give a damn about what anybody else does. And as far as the lady, that lady, yeah, no one deserves to die, but why would she want to put people's business out there in exchange for money that you're really asking for? Like, you should be minding your business and worry about who you need to be sleeping with instead of worry about somebody else sleeping with somebody else. And not even paying the bills where they at. Like, why are you over there? That
right.
doesn't make any sense to me. So,
and that's
at the
what
end
I'm
of
saying,
the day.
And I don't like on this channel, because you've been on this channel for a while now, where it feels like whenever we talk about gay issues, it's a problem. But we can sit and talk about how we need to uplift and support black women all day long. But the minute that we say, let's support our gay people, or the gay guys weren't wrong this time, it's a problem. What does that mean?
But
why
I don't know, but I had this conversation with a guy yesterday, and I told him, I said, well, we can't be, black people can't be playing victim if we're not even taking care of what's going on within ourselves first, because we are the most harshest people against each other, from women against women, gay men against women, women against gay men, straight men against straight men. I mean, like, we already have enough going on with us as black people, period. And in this country, we only make up 12.1% of the population in this country, period. So that's, you know, that says a lot. That's only what, I mean, like, seriously, we need to be sticking together at especially at this time, because, you know, when it comes to black on black crime, they don't talk about that, but they'll talk about us killing somebody else other outside of our race. Or what have you. So the thing is, we need to do better as
individuals. Well, what really got
me
was the comment sections on this video. You gays, and you would not say this if this was a transgender. This, you fags, and you're carrying AIDS and giving it to our women. And it's like, hold on, bitch. Like, let me remind you. Because I take offense to that.
Well, as far as the AIDS situation, some people don't even understand the transmission of how you – of how you get or contract HIV and AIDS. First of all, if you have an unprotected sex with someone, period, and the thing is, if they are HIV positive and they're not on their medication, then yeah, you will contract the virus for someone either that's positive, not on their medication, but if they're on their medication and their levels is undetectable, you have no way possible to contract any kind of HIV virus, period. But the thing is, people are reckless as far as people having sex with each other. And a lot of these people,
and straight
here,
people are very reckless because straight men will think of a bitch who keeps her hair done and her nails done that she's clean and she can be infected and nasty as a motherfucker. And bitches only worry about, well, if I'm taking a birth control, I can't get pregnant. They don't think about HIV and herpes and chlamydia because they think that we are the only people that carry disease. And that's when they gag. And then they try to say it's the man DL. No, bitch, you were stupid.
You know what? I had to delete. Let me tell you.
He fucked another bitch with
grinder,
no condom.
Right.
But go ahead. Sorry,
right.
Go ahead.
I had to delete my grinder for one reason, because I kept getting so many DL men that was out doing whatever behind their wives' back, and I didn't want to be responsible for whatever happens. You know what I'm saying? Because of the fact is, you're over here being deceitful. If my thing is, if you're over here dealing with this individual, and this me taking up for women, if you're over here dealing with a woman, and you're out here doing some reckless stuff, you need to be honest with your woman. Even if you don't want to come out, just say, this is not working. I would rather for us to separate. And then you just do your own
thing.
This is
one of them right now. She's going to say, straight people don't get AIDS, and HIV is easy. Sorry to break it to you. Girl,
oh,
listen,
no, honey, you need to go read the CDC and stop going
in
the street.
This is a black woman, but this is why the epidemic in the black women is going up, because stupid black women like that, dumb. Stupid.
Well,
that's a stupid bitch right there. So you don't think that you don't think it can happen to you? Okay. Girl, that's
what she needs to do is go
good luck
corner
with your life,
hustle.
Bitch.
She need to go on the corner of hustle and hoe and stop trying to get street credibility out there. Like, what book are you reading? For real, for real. Go to cdc.gov and you will see exactly how you contract HIV. cdc.gov. Boom. How about that one? But anyway, that's all I had to say. I know some people are going to be really pissed off and stuff, but my thing is, you have to speak facts. If people can't accept facts,
but my thing is,
means,
Travis, it's not a lot of us. It's not a lot of representation online for us boys in this YouTube space. And you know what? It's not a lot of y'all that support me, but the ones that do, I feel like I can't sit back and just let us sit here and get motherfucking dragged like that, and everything is our fault. That's not. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. Not no money. Not nothing is going to sit here and let me just make it seem like gay people are the world's biggest problem. Black gay men. When we don't have no fucking real representation out there. Fuck that.
Well, we could represent each other as gay black men, because at the end of the day, we know what's up. We already know what's up. Like, we don't need any validation from anybody here, because we know what's up. My thing is, if they don't want to know exactly what's up with us, that's not our problem. It's theirs, and that's them walking in life not knowing nothing. Whereas we already woke. They need to wake up.
Thank you, Father.
But anyway, I'm going to let you go. Bye.
Bye. But that goes into why Summer Walker had that energy, too, because thought process like that. So, but anyway, I don't want to get into that. Okay, 906-3471. This is going to be the last one unless we get another super chat. 647, you live on the air.
Yes, I'm on. It's Corey calling from Toronto.
Hey, Corey from Toronto.
Yes, shout out to the guy that has educated himself on HIV. The DL exposure girl, that's just a no. And you reap what you sow. You're exposing people and are trying to get a bag out of these people who you caught in a compromising situation.
Yes.
It's just a no. Karma's a bitch.
So you don't feel bad for her.
I don't believe anybody should lose their life, but you can't be out there doing things to people and then there's no repercussion.
Do you feel like, are you a gay man? Are you gay?
Yes, I am.
Do you feel like we're justifying her death, or do you feel like, you know, do you feel like we're being biased?
No, I don't think so, because, again, karma doesn't have a phase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure if she caught a straight person with, you know, a different female and did the same thing again, somebody would get mad and say, hey.
But it wouldn't be. They would then, if she caught her man, if she caught him with somebody else, they would be like, oh, the bitch should have shut up. But because it's a gay man, these women are triggered. But those are women that can't take the fabulousness of the boy vagina.
No, and I wonder if she was really in her feelings because they had some kind of sexual encounter.
Or maybe she thought she wanted to have one with him and he didn't want her. And she was one of them angry, mad black women that can't take a gay man that's fabulous and sickening. And girl, it is what it is. And bitch, a lot of them girls can't take us, bitch. And it is what it is.
Wait, you and I know this, but... I don't know. This is just a really sticky situation. She's dead wrong. But again, as I said, you reap what you sow. You can't be doing things to people and not expect and get mad at their reaction.
Yes. Thank you, Carla.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right. Shout out to Falon. You've been coming through lately. Shout out to you, Armand. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. So I just want to say I love you all for watching. I'm sure, you know, we'll lose some subscribers. I don't care. Bye. I'm not in a race with anybody. I'm not in a competition with anybody with subscribers. I'm going to do what somebody said. It says she got shot at before and she was lying. Okay. So we're not in competition, so I don't care who has how many subscribers and what and who. But I'm going to keep – I'm setting the tone for my platform. That bitch, we're going to – you know, we big up black women. We big up women in general. We big up men. We big up gay men, black gay men, trans. But at the same time, any of those groups can also get red when it's due time. Nobody is exempt, and not even me, all right? So I just want to put that energy out there. Now, if you don't like that, then you need to go to one of them channels that's going to tell you everything that you want to hear. Because I see people saying, you're not growing, you're not this bitch. I'm growing as good as I'm going. I'm not a motherfucker with a mentor that's sharing all of my shit. Bitch, y'all motherfuckers is here. I'm still growing in my channel. I'm glad to do what I'm doing. And guess what? When I get where I'm going, I'll be able to say not one bitch contributed. I'm growing enough, bitch, where I pay for all my shit. I don't need, nobody gives me a motherfucking thing around here. And I'm not afraid to have an opinion about a motherfucking thing. And I'm not in the closet on the DL selling you motherfuckers dreams. The fuckers that sit and play online and act like they straight and really be wanting to suck 10 dicks. That's what y'all really want. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. So y'all can go over there with motherfuckers pretending and at night they jacking off to gay porn. The fuck out my face. Good night. I love you all. See you soon. See ya. I don't like that.